Welcome to White Spot Giants This Week. We are on the home of Vancouver hockey and the home of the Giants. This is Sportsnet 650, mid-June, and we are still on the air. We are still doing everything we can to keep the Vancouver Giants at the, well, not necessarily at the forefront of your mind, but definitely trying to keep the Giants and the WHL in mind as we navigate our way into the summer. My name is Dan O'Connor, voice of those Vancouver Giants. Pleased to have you on board for this show. Coming up in segment number two, we're going to take a trip up the highway. We're going to head to Northern BC. We are going to chat with Fraser Rogers. He is the voice of the Prince George Cougars. We're going to get a sense of kind of what's going on in the northern realm of British Columbia. That is coming up in segment number two. But right now, I am very pleased to welcome an individual who is still new to the Vancouver Giants organization, but I would say that the acquisition of this player leading into the trade deadline certainly had a positive effect on the team. He is originally from Fort Saskatchewan, Alberta. He is a veteran of nearly 250 WHL regular season games. Very pleased to have Giants forward Eric Florchuk on the show to kick things off. Eric, it has been too long, my friend. Nice to hear your voice. Nice to have this conversation with you. Maybe a bit of a loaded question to start things off, my friend, but how are you?
Probably just as good as I can get it in this time. Things are slowly starting to kind of get back to a normal, or at least a new normal here. The rinks are starting to open up slowly. Last week was the first time I've been on the ice since kind of the closure with COVID. So it's been good as of late.
Well, that's good. I know earlier today you were back in the gym doing a bit of training. What has life looked like, though, for you over the past few months? I mean, I guess maybe the silver lining to all of this is that you do get a bit of a chance to kind of stay home and spend a lot of time with family. But how have you been killing time? What would have been some of the staples in your life to kind of make the past few months go by, hopefully, a little bit quicker?
Well, I got home with the end of the season, I guess. A lot of family time, kind of just put my feet up, hung out with them, making up the time I haven't really got to have with them over the last few years, being away from home playing hockey. So kind of catching up there. Even with my brother being home, he wasn't at school, so that was nice to have him around the house. Parents weren't working with everything going on, I guess, as well. So with them being home, it was kind of a lot of movies, a lot of cards, kind of a lot of family games, I guess, too. And a lot of yard work. Once snow melted, we rode in the backyard doing the lawn and garden for my mom and dad. And now we've decided to redo our basement and make it somewhat of a home movie theater. So that's kind of been my time the last few months here. Last week it's been a little bit busier with maintaining the yard, getting the basement done, and now kind of going back to a new norm, I guess.
So having this conversation is getting you out of house construction is what you're saying to me, so we'll do our best to keep you a long time. Eric Florchuk, my guest here on White Spot Giants This Week, kind of tiptoeing, you know, similar conversation, Eric, when it comes to, you know, some of the ways to occupy your time. Before we delve into some of the hockey stuff, what have you been watching? What have you been reading? What have you been listening to?
Kind of watching anything I can find that's new on Netflix. I do like my series and I do like my movies, so it's I guess whatever catches my eye, I'll take a look at or try watching something new once I finish the show or whatever it is. And then reading wise, I never found reading or English in general my strong suit, so I kind of stuck away from the books, but hanging out at the house, there's been a lot of country music playing for sure. And that's kind of been the genre for the time being.
Spoken like a true Fort Sask boy right there, definitely. Eric, was the WHL always kind of the front of mind preferred route for you? I mean, thinking back now, it's got to be about 5 years ago when you were drafted by Victoria in round one of the WHL Bantam draft. Was it fairly automatic to go that route, or was there some temptation maybe to explore the alternative route?
There's temptation. I mean, it came down to where I went in the draft, and when it came draft day and I went first round, well, my family and I kind of said, well, they took me first round with their first pick this year, and, you know, usually if you're first round, they want to invest their time into developing you to become a player for the future. So when Victoria took me first round my draft year, I kind of said, yeah, I'm going to stick with this route. I'm going to go the WHL way. And the bonus to that, too, with my family is they're really strict with education. So when that scholarship also came up with the 1 year when you sign and then every year you play, that was kind of huge for them in case of an injury happened to end hockey for me. So that was kind of the main reasons why I went the Western League way.
Right on. And then, so, you know, very early days in Victoria, Eric, you know, you get into nearly 60 games as a 16-year-old. What do you remember about, you know, year one in Victoria, and who were maybe some of the players and early influences for you, guys that showed you the ropes of the WHL?
Oh, I mean, the team they had the previous year, they had a, I think they set their franchise record the year before, and they weren't losing many guys following that year. They had Phillips come. I think they lost Alex Forsberg, but coming back, they had Tyler Soy, Jack Walker, Dante Hanoon. They had a lot of good players. I mean, the two I kind of, or three, I guess you could say, I took after was Phillips, Soy, and Hanoon. And I mean, Hanoon and Phillips had a way of finding success, creating success at how big they were. I mean, they weren't big guys, but they could play the game at a fast pace and knew how to play. And watching them kind of a little bit with my when I was 15, when I wasn't with the team, kind of with their little playoff push they had there, which kind of got ended short in that dramatic game against Kelowna. Coming into my 16-year-old year, like, those are kind of the key guys to watch that were coming back from the previous year they had with that run. And I mean, as a 16-year-old, I wasn't expecting to play a lot. I mean, Dave Iyer was a coach, and he was a really good coach I heard coming into the Royals organization. So I was kind of looking forward to that. So coming in, having him as head coach, and having kind of those three forwards to watch and learn from was beneficial leading up into my 16, then going into my 17 year.
So then all of a sudden, you know, midway through the 17-year-old season, you're having a great draft year, and all of a sudden your phone rings, you find out that you're going to the Saskatoon Blades in a trade. A lot of draft picks going back the direction of the Victoria Royals, and yet you're going to a Blades team that's got a few friends of yours on it. The familiarity with Kirby Dock, the familiarity with Chase Waters, two names that immediately come to mind. But what was that like being traded? You're leaving one good situation for another. What do you remember about that day?
That day, well, it was a few days. I found out a little bit before something kind of was going on in the mix, and it was like, oh, okay, well, kind of caught me off guard. We were on the ferry back from an out-of-town game, I guess, on the 8th, I believe. And so it was the next few days kind of, you know, I'd kind of wonder what's going on. And then trade deadline day, middle of practice, kind of called to the bench by the GM, then heard I was going to Saskatoon. So it was quickly get my bags together, and I was on a flight within the next hour and a half heading to Saskatoon to try to get some new beginning there. But yeah, I was really looking forward to it with those two guys for sure being there, and the friend I was there, I guess, through my 17 to halfway through my 19-year-old seasons. But yeah, that was kind of a whirlwind of a day, especially with it being my 18th birthday, traded on the deadline. 18th birthday was my That was my gift for my 18th birthday, going to Saskatoon. So, I mean, I loved playing in Vic. Great city. It was a great organization. Great fans there. Loved it. But you know what? You kind of the game was starting to turn into a business. So, kind of saw a new opportunity in Saskatoon, and they were making a run. So, I know I opened my doors just to try something new. And well, it was a good. I would say it was good for me leading up to the draft. And then being selected by the Washington Capitals there, so.
Yeah, and I mean, from there, obviously, a lot of success would come your way with the NHL draft, with the Saskatoon Blades. We do have Eric Florchuk on the show with us right now, Vancouver Giants forward, 250 regular season games, or nearly 250 regular season games played at the WHL. He joined the Giants at the trade deadline this past year, and then went on to just explode offensively. We'll get there, I assure you. One of the parallels, the interesting parallels, Eric, for me was, you know, your 18-year-old season with the Saskatoon Blades. You end up facing the Prince Albert Raiders in the playoffs, and there was a hell of a rivalry there. The Giants, of course, also have a rivalry with the Prince Albert Raiders. What do you remember about that rivalry with the Raiders that season? What do you remember about the playoff series? Because I know that you sure gave them a scare, and you definitely had the genuine belief that you could beat those guys.
Yeah, I was well. As soon as I got there, I kind of just went right into the mix of knowing what the rivalry was like between the Blades and the Raiders. So, anytime we were facing those guys, it wasn't gonna be an easy game. I mean, we had it out for each other game after game. So it was. I want to say my 18-year-old year, we probably played PA close to 16 times. I'm gonna say around 16 times, and you were sick of playing each other. I mean, but they were always great games, and they were loading up for it. We were loading up for it, and it came down to six games, and it could have went either way, but they ended up coming out on top and then taking it all the way. But those games were probably some of the hardest and funnest games I've ever played.
Then you transition into your 19-year-old season. You start with Saskatoon, and you know I remember you know obviously following along very closely because you know all the while the chatter in Vancouver was would Bowen Byram come back? I know similar conversations were taking place in Saskatoon when it came to Kirby Dach. He didn't end up coming back, and the Blades ultimately went the entire season without Kirby Dach at their disposal. That said, the Blades had a hell of a team, and you guys were right in the mix, and you certainly felt that you had a team that could compete and challenge. Then, of course, we get closer to the deadline again, and your phone rings. You find out you're going to the Vancouver Giants. Tell me a little bit about the season to that point with Saskatoon leading into that day. I know you and I have spoken about this before, but the trade to Vancouver, did it catch you at all off guard? And what were some of your initial emotions that kind of came over you when you were like, okay, guess we're doing this again and we're heading back west?
Well, going back to your last question with the Raiders, my first shift of my 19-year-old year, I kind of got blown up, knocked me out for a few games there. So that's always a nice way to come back into your 19-year-old year. So I kind of missed the start of my 19-year-old year, five, six games, whatever that was. First time I've ever missed a game to injury, so that was new. But coming back, team was, I want to say, around 500. We were doing good. Made a few acquisitions, and then I think it was right before we went on our stage trip, which was mid-November, I think. And we were heading down our stage trip halfway through. It was kind of talk about moves happening. I know Florence, I got traded to Everett, and a few guys from other teams were asking, what am I doing? What's happening? I heard rumors about me going, and got back from the road trip from the States with the Blades. First week of December, I'd say agent called saying there's a deal in place for me going to Vancouver. So I was like, okay, well, I guess this is happening here. So I'm kind of pull my billets. You know what? I might be on the move here. So they what was a sad kind of sad few days there, and nothing happened for the week being. So as a kind of time went on day by day, it's like, well, am I staying? Am I going? What's happening? So that was kind of always in the back of my mind, leading up to the Christmas break. So nothing happened before Christmas. Come back after Christmas, kind of team's doing well after the break, and then I think it was the day before the deadline. I'm called into GM's office after practice. Told I'm into Vancouver. So again, saying my goodbyes, thank everyone. Quickly head home, see my billets, say goodbye to them, thank them again. And I was on my way to Spokane to meet the Giants down there. And a new beginning, I guess, which was awesome. I mean, it's probably one of the best tasks I've ever had being in the Western League. So, I mean, loved playing in Van. Grateful I got the opportunity to, and hopefully we got another good run coming up this year.
January 10th, man, of all the birthdays a guy could have, January freaking 10th. It has been quite an adventurous day for you. I remember wishing you a happy birthday, your first full day with the team. I actually remember you getting to the rink in Spokane the day of your birthday for your first game as a Giant. We're joined by Eric Florchuk here on White Spot Giants this week. You touched on it a little bit, Eric, about, the success you had with the Vancouver Giants. What clicked so well? What can you point your finger on as maybe a factor or two that really kind of allowed you to feel comfortable and ultimately successful?
I mean, just first kind of day I got there, everyone was welcoming me there like no tomorrow. I was just the guys were opening up right away. I mean, it was the first night I showed up on the ninth. It was like, okay, I got to start putting names to faces here. And then everyone kind of introduced themselves that night. And the next day, I kind of forgot. I'd say I forgot most. So coming into that following day, everyone was talking to me, just getting some names to the faces, which was great. But then on ice, it was just. It just kind of clicked there. Started with Nylander and Pezzuzo. Those guys were doing well, and we were doing pretty good. And then I ended up moving to. Well, actually, moved out with Roman Shepherd for a bit, and then it was Jack Shepherd and Perez. But I was playing kind of with everyone, and it just seemed to be clicking. I mean, even when first game with the power play, I was kind of feeling it out. First game, didn't really know the systems or many of the guys that well. So once that kind of hit there, it was just, I think it was the following day after the 11th, we played in Langley, and just clicked from there. I mean, power play, we've scored a few goals and we were rolling from there. But leading up to the second half, I knew I was kind of coming close to the end with my contract with Washington there, and I wasn't too happy with my first half and it being my 19-year-old year. So, and I knew I had a lot more to show. So going into the second half, it was another new opportunity. So I said, I got to make the most of it, and I did what I could.
Well, I certainly think you did, and then some. And we'll get to Washington in a moment here, Eric. But before that, the rivalry with Victoria from the other side, what was it like to go back there and kind of jump back into a rivalry with an organization that you have a lot of familiarity with?
It was fun. I mean, I knew a few of those guys going back to my 16, 17-year-old year there. But it was a lot of fun. I probably will never forget my first game in Lang or second game in Langley against the Royals, scoring that hat trick. That was kind of fun. That was great, actually. But you know what? I can't thank them enough because they kind of started my WHL career. So they gave me the opportunity there, and it's just kind of gone forward from there.
So obviously the for those listening that might not know, you were drafted by the Washington Capitals in 2017 with the final pick of that draft, and as of June, as of about 2 weeks ago, I guess you found out that they would not be offering you a pro contract. As much as you're comfortable sharing, when did you find out that that would be the case? And I can't imagine that was necessarily an easy time.
I think it was May 15th, almost exactly 1 month ago, I believe. Yeah, just regular morning, kind of got up, eating breakfast, and their player development called me, just kind of gave me a heads up. We're not going to sign you this year, for the reasons being. And then, so I was, I kind of sucked to hear it, but I still have a year in the WHL, and like they were saying, it's not the end of the road for me. So we kind of had a convo with the player development, and then their assistant GM called shortly afterwards, kind of another heads up, like we're not signing you for their reasons. And then kind of just I just gotta go prove them wrong this upcoming year. Like they said, and like I said to them, it's not the end. I'm young, and there's gonna be opportunity. Hopefully that I can stick my foot in the door and take a leap with that. So I got a lot more to prove this year, and I'm looking forward to it.
Well, it's interesting you say that because that transitions exactly into where I want to go with this. I haven't known you long, Eric, but if I know you like I think I do, you're already using this as fuel to your fire. And in a weird way, does this almost give you an added spark and an added chip on your shoulder when you train, when you skate, when you work out, and when you ultimately get ready to return to action next season?
Yeah, it has to. I mean, I got 1 year left in the Western League, and I don't want to say I don't want to use my scholarship, but I don't want to after this year. I want to continue playing hockey for as long as I can, and I got a good opportunity this year being a 20-year-old in the Western League, and I'm in a great organization, great spot to do it. And it sucks not knowing when the season's going to start, but until then, I kind of just got to put my nose to the ground and work as hard as I can until the time comes.
That's extremely well said. And as we wrap this conversation up with Eric Florchuk, Vancouver Giants forward, I just want to touch on a little bit of that. I mean, obviously, Eric, as we're having this conversation in mid-June, we don't know the exact start date yet. We're still combing through a number of different scenarios. But for you, I mean, you touched on the fact that you've got a great situation here, a comfortable group of teammates, and the success that you experienced last season speaks for itself, especially with the Vancouver Giants. So I'll leave it here. How exciting is it for you to think of, returning to play and getting back to the Lower Mainland and getting, back to the Langley Event Center and hopefully in front of a crowd of hockey fans again in this city?
It'd be great. I mean, I think all of us in the Giants organization, the fans were kind of disappointed with how the season ended. I mean, I think everyone was across the league. And we were kind of starting to make a good run in the back half there. And I think we were confident in ourselves, we were confident in one another that we could make a good push. And I think we kind of all felt defeated that got cut short. Knowing that none of us are gonna, or we won't have the same team, we won't all be on the same team again, ever again. So, kind of just everyone felt defeated. I mean, just got sent home, season was ended a few weeks later, and that was a wrap on our 2019-2020 season. So, I mean, the guys coming back, I think They know what we were capable of doing last year, even the year before when the Giants had the run to the championship and lost in seven. So I mean, I think everyone coming back is excited for the new year to start, whenever that is, and getting back to work.
Eric, I've really enjoyed this conversation. I've enjoyed every conversation that you and I have had together, but I think that this one for me, you know, that there was a lot of truth spoken. It was good to hear you kind of smiling and laughing, and I for one, I'm really excited to see what this looks like for you because I have it on complete trust that you have every plan in place to prove the Washington Capitals wrong, and I'm looking forward to seeing what that all looks like for you. Thanks for taking the time to come on and chat with me today. Wishing you and your family the very best in health and safety and positivity, and I sure look forward to the time where you and I can be face to face again, my friends. So continued health to you. Thanks for doing this, and stay well, stay sharp. Looking forward to hopefully chatting with you again soon.
Thank you.
That's Eric Florchuk, Vancouver Giants forward here on White Spot Giants This Week. We'll take a quick break. We'll head north to Prince George next to chat with Fraser Rogers, the voice of the Cougars. It's White Spot Giants This Week on Sportsnet 650.